the seasoned expert. You'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dan here at our Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to do open lines, and so if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But I thought I would perhaps talk about the hemp attack. That's H-E-M-P, standing for High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. And basically, this is a technique that apparently has been found. They've done experiments with this, and they found that if you set off a nuclear weapon up in the stratosphere, that it wipes out the electronic activity here in our or in the area it's done. And so they've done this on some of the Pacific atolls to see what would happen. And what it does is essentially fries the transformers of the electrical system. It fries the transistors in more modern electronic gear, and certainly it would incapacitate cars. If they were to take and set off a 1 megaton nuclear device somewhere over the central part of the United States, perhaps over Kansas, and it would have to be up about 241 miles in the stratosphere, it would simply wipe out the entire electronics of America and send us back to the way things were in the 1800s before we electrified. But since the transformers are not manufactured here in the United States, it would probably take us well over a year or 2 years to get the transformers to get things back online. Now, the government has done extensive study on this. They know it would be cost a few billion dollars, perhaps $10 billion. We could protect all of our transformers, protect the grid across America. It has been suggested, it's been discussed in Congress, and there's been an organized effort to block doing anything, and so they've done absolutely nothing. We have no effective anti-ballistic missile system that would prevent from happening what we're discussing. They know this. It's been suggested in Congress. They've put this into committees, and it's been effectively blocked. And you have to ask yourself, why? You know, it was President Roosevelt who said in politics, if something happens, it didn't happen by accident. It was planned that way. Why would anybody in their right mind, object to spending $10 billion to protect the modernization, the electrical system that keeps America going? Because it would knock out most computers. It would knock out the American military. It totally depended upon, electrical guidance systems and certainly electronic communication. It would simply wipe out America as we know it. Well, you know, from a logical point of view, why it's totally illogical that we haven't actually taken this into consideration. We have not protected our transformers. It would be a relatively simple thing to do, but they refuse to do it. Why? Well, there are many people who have talked about the necessity of a wrenching transformation of society. George Bush used that term back in the early 1990s when they were talking about the ideas that came out of the Second Earth Summit. How we really had to destroy a contemporary civilization. And what a better way to do it than with a hemp attack. Now, if you were to hear about this every day on radio and television, they would raise, of course, public awareness to be a demand. We do something to try to preserve the contemporary way of life, but it's hardly ever mentioned. The reason I'm thinking of it and bringing it up is because Noel Hutchings of the Southwest Radio Church, Noah had written his latest article, lead article in his monthly newsletter, on the possibility of a hemp attack. And, of course, he doesn't suggest that this might be done intentionally, but I do, because I think we have to try to analyze why. And remember those words of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happened, you know it was planned that way. And that's, of course, why I believe that they have effectively blocked, of course, any effort to protect America. And our electronic grids across America, our modern-day cars are all susceptible. If this pulse went out, it would simply make your car unusable. But then there are people who want to get us out of our cars. That's the purpose of Agenda 21. Are there people who want to get us to stop electricity? That's the purpose of Agenda 21. There are people who want to get us to stop using water because it will kill off large parts of the population. And that is the purpose of Agenda 21. Now, I was talking to our good friend Barry Shamus the other day, and I said, Barry, what do you think about the idea of Israel attacking Iran? We hear a lot about this, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I don't think Iran is building a nuclear weapon. If they are building a nuclear weapon, they would not be foolish enough to use it because they know the retaliation would simply eliminate Iran. It would simply wipe it off the face of the earth and kill their 70 million people. And Barry said, well, certainly I agree. If Israel were to attack Iran and try to take out their nuclear production facilities, whether they're building a bomb or this is all hype, I don't know. And neither does anybody else. Oh, I'm sure the people in the intelligence agencies would know the truth, but we're consistently lied to. But Barry's response was, and it was very, very logical to me, if Israel were to attack Iran, why there would immediately be 10,000, perhaps as many as 100,000 missiles launched on Israel. Certainly we know that Syria has probably 50,000 missiles, Hezbollah has 50,000 missiles. We know that Iran has been buying missiles from communist China. And of course, we gave communist China the technology so they could have MIRV their missiles. Hey, oh, I hear the music. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. I want to hear from you. I don't want to hear what I have to say. I already know.
LSI Computer Service would like to take this time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts and prayers. LSI Computer Service is your antivirus and custom hardware specialist with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. LSI Computer Service located in Tacoma, where it's always done right the first time. LSI Computer Service offers a 10% discount for families with relatives deployed in the military. Put LSI's 30 years of experience to work for you. Please call 303-833-5009. That's 303-833-5009.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, and I've been talking about a hemp attack, a high-altitude electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States. And as I was just saying, Barry Sammons says it would be totally illogical for Israel to attack Iran because there would be 100,000 missiles immediately launched against Israel and wipe it off the face of the earth. So it is totally illogical. So why, Cynthia, is all the media today, and you read the articles, whether it be articles about Condoleezza Rice saying, you know, Israel is going to have to attack, or in essence, Israel is going to have to attack Iran, or certainly William Crystal or the neocons advocating that Israel attack Iran, and there is a tremendous amount of information in the media suggesting this should happen, to the point where Congressman Ron Paul got up in Congress the other day and gave a little short speech saying Israel should not attack Iran. We should not encourage an attack on Iran. At this time, it would be totally illogical, but nobody else is really coming out much against it, and well, if Israel's got to attack, no matter what Israel does, we've got to back her. And I support Israel, but I don't support an attack on Iran. I think it's totally illogical unless there is another agenda. Well, certainly we know that Iran has bought sophisticated missiles from China, missiles that were designed in the United States using our technology, which we have transferred intentionally and knowingly to communist China. Why would we have done that? Oh, we keep talking about how they're trying to steal our secrets. They don't need to steal our secrets. We give it to them. We have done everything we could to build up the nuclear and military capacity of China, I believe, for the coming war. After all, if you have to kind of have a war, you've got to have an enemy. If you've got to have an enemy, he's got to be well-armed. So it'll be a vicious and horrible and bloody battle, and we always are creating the best enemies money could buy, whether it was Hitler's Germany, and it was brought to power by the Schroeder Bank, which was, of course, Alan Dulles, the CFR, former president of the CFR, was on the staff of the Schroeder Bank for many years when they were building up Adolf Hitler, and of course, the American corporations, IBM, AT&T, Ford, General Motors, General Electric, 100 of them, over there building the weapons for Germany, not only before, but during the Second World War, which nobody wants to talk about, but it's covered beautifully in John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, is covered in a new letter I'll be glad to provide you a copy of. I found among Colonel House's papers from William Dodd, American ambassador to Germany in 1936, to Colonel House, asking why 100 American corporations were in Germany building the weapons for Adolf Hitler in 1936. Well, it wasn't just 1936. They built them all during the war. After all, if Germany didn't have weapons, how could she kill all those American boys at Normandy and at the Battle of the Bulge? Creating the best enemy money could buy, and we're doing that today with Iran. And so Iran, of course, has their sophisticated missiles, which they've gotten from China, using American technology. We've transferred the technology intentionally and purposely to China, knowing full well that one day it would be used against us. But after all, can I have an enemy in a war? You have to have the best enemy money could buy. Well, the other thing is that Iran has some nuclear weapons they bought, and we know this going back to the 1990s, that they had purchased some nuclear weapons. And this had been certainly written about by a couple of very reliable authors. I don't know how many they had, several at that time. How many do they have today? It would be very easy to purchase a nuclear weapon. We do know that they've been test-firing their missiles, but the military isn't worried because, of course, those missiles, they fire them into space and they never land. They just explode up in space, we think that's funny. They can't get a missile to come down, or is it that they are practicing having one of their nuclear-tipped missiles explode in space to provoke an EMP attack? Well, according to the article written in the latest Southwest Radio Church bulletin written by Noah Hutchings, why, of course, the Iranians actually have a plan. And that is, if they are attacked, they are going to actually launch from a ship out in the Caribbean someplace an EMP attack, and they could use an intermediate stage missile. It would explode in the stratosphere over Kansas and would simply fry the electronics all across America. And they would immediately then sink the ship so there'd be no record of it, so that we couldn't say who was responsible for the attack, because there'd be no ship there. We couldn't get it. We couldn't find out who was on the ship. How would we retaliate? It could have been Russia, it could have been China, it could have been Iran, it could have been anyone in the world, and we wouldn't know who to retaliate against. But now, suddenly, the whole electronic grid, the whole foundation of America's military, it no longer exists, and we're having wretching transformation of America. Could such a thing happen? Well, I believe if God is just, he's going to bring his judgment on this nation, a nation that has brought so much suffering to people throughout the world, who's caused the revolutions in Tunisia and in Libya and in Egypt, has killed millions of people in senseless wars, as we did certainly in Iraq between 1991, after the war in Kuwait, up until 2003, when the attack, and we killed somewhere between 500,000 and a million Iraqis, and most of them were children because they couldn't get certain medications or any of the things that they would need. They couldn't get antibiotics. We put an embargo. Why would you embargo antibiotics? Why did it kill and devastate the population? I mean, you need antibiotics to fight infections, and they're certainly very a significant way of doing it. But, of course, we embargoed that. We embargoed all sorts of health products and food and essentials for Iraq. And it's estimated that we killed about 500,000 children. Your tax money did it. And but check this out on the Internet. Go up and type in Madeleine Albright, 500,000 Iraqi children killed, or kill 500,000 Iraqi children. Certainly Madeleine Albright, and see what comes up on your search engine, and you'll find out this is true, and it was done with your tax money, And where is your moral outrage? Are you more concerned about who's going to win the Super Bowl this year? Who's going to win the pennant when basketball season is going to begin again? Ladies and gentlemen, the American people are going to be dealt with very harshly. I do not believe that God will honor this country because we've turned against him, because the good people of America are so wound up in wondering whether we're going to have, when the pre-tribulation rapture is coming, because we know nothing bad is ever going to happen to Christians, and we're all going to be raptured before anything bad happens. But are you absolutely certain that maybe, of course, the rapture won't come 20 years after America has been plunged into chaos and crisis? I believe if God is just, he's going to bring judgment on America and the Christian population of America. Uses music in their churches, allows music in their churches that dishonors God. And, of course, the message of Christianity is, well, you're not to be involved in anything going on. After all, everything bad that happens in the world, God has done it. That's what he wants, and so you're not to be involved. And I don't believe that at all. I believe we're involved in a great spiritual battle between the prince of this earth, Lucifer, and God. And God expects us to be involved. But when we put our hands in our pockets, why, we immobilize God's hands. We are to be involved doing the Lord's work until he comes. And the Christians are not doing it. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If this should happen, and Sydney, if there is an attack, if Israel does attack Iran, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if there's going to be a hemp attack on America. I do know that this has been brought up many times in Congress, and you've never heard about it because the media is controlled. I do know that there's an organized effort in Congress to block what needs to be done. We give away in foreign aid between $36 and $40 billion a year. If we give this to maintain dictators throughout the rest of the world, you would think they could put out $10 billion to protect our electronic grids from a hemp attack. But we haven't done it. And any effort to discuss this publicly or even to draw this to the attention of the American people has been effectively blocked. And remember what FDR said. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happened, it was planned that way. And I think this is all planned. And we're just going to have to see how it plays out. But remember, if this were to happen, it would happen literally overnight. And one day you would wake up in the morning and be no electricity. And no electricity would take a year or 2 years to restore what we have. And by then, there would have been chaos and crisis. And millions of Americans would die in the ensuing chaos. This is not imaginary. It's very real. I think that Noah did a great job of bringing this out and dramatizing it in a very, very logical, non-emotional manner. He doesn't, of course, suggest this might be happening intentionally, but I do. Because I really believe, of course, as George Herbert Walker Bush had said, is, there's going to be a wretching transformation of society. He was talking about Agenda 21. But wouldn't this be even more efficient than having to go through all the fall of Agenda 21 and trying to do an end run around the Constitution and using ICLEI and all of these other organizations to subvert our process? Because with one stratospheric detonation of a nuclear weapon of 1 megaton could ruin your day forever. And many people would not survive the chaos that would occur. And remember, we may well be on the verge of a war with Iran. I don't know what's going to happen. I do know that Israel would have to overfly Iraq, and the only way they could do that would be with our permission, and that would be an act of war. I do know that we are at war with Iran today. When you put sanctions on a nation, this is an act of war, just as a sanction we put on Japan in 1941 were an act of war. So basically, when Japan attacked the United States, it was simply a continuation of the war that was already underway, and of course they knew it was coming. That's how they had all those cameras set up, so we could get all those wonderful pictures of Pearl Harbor to implant in your mind the day of infamy. And I know that President Roosevelt knew the attack was coming, because when I went through Colonel House's papers, I found that Secretary of War Stimson's papers were there at the Sterling Library. And so I went through them for the area leading up to the Second World War, and I found there in Secretary of War Stimson's diary a notation that on the 25th of November, he'd gone to the White House along with George Marshall was there, and Admiral Stark was there, and a couple of other people I've forgotten. Knox was there, Secretary of the Navy. And President Roosevelt said, the attack is coming. The only question is, how we'll get the Japanese to fire the first shot. How we'll get the Japanese to fire the first shot. Give us a call, 877-5475.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, and here at Eric Peter Network, I guess morning is not here, and so it's up to you. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. Have you ever heard of the danger of a hemp attack? Why doesn't the media focus our attention on it? why would people in Congress refuse to move any discussion of making preparations to avoid a HIV attack? Why would they bottle it up in committee so that it couldn't get to the floor of the House of Representatives, where it probably would have passed? But there's an organized effort, number one, not to talk about it, number two, not to do anything about it, and there has to be a reason why. There's always a reason why everything happens, because certainly in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, if it's planned that way, who in their right mind would not want to protect America from a HIV attack? Well, of course, nobody in the right mind, but if somebody wanted to destroy America, do you know a better way this could be done? They know exactly how to do it. Iran has certainly been practicing firing missiles, but the people in the military ridicule them, because why? Well, their missiles don't even come down and hit a target. They just go off in space. Ha, ha, ha. And if you don't think the Iranians are smart people, remember, of course, the descendants of the Persians, and the Persians developed geometry. The Persians developed so much of the science that we utilize today, and they did this, of course, many thousands of years ago, probably 3,500 years ago, when Persia was a great nation. But nothing's really changed. They're still very smart and very capable people. And, of course, if we attack them, and, of course, if Israel attacks Iran, they know that it's done with the full support of America. Certainly the Israeli planes, if planes are used, I assume they would be, because, of course, we've been transferring a major, what they call bunker buster bombs to the Israelis, and the only reason you'd use those would be to go after the subterranean factories over there, placed deep in the ground, where Iran is working on their nuclear weapon development, or anyway, their nuclear warfare development. Israel would have to overfly Iraq, and the only way they could do that is with the permission of the United States. So America would be complicit in any attack on Iran. And I do not believe for one minute that Iran would not retaliate. People say, oh, well, they're not going to retaliate and bomb Israel. Why would it be? They know this would bring a nuclear attack on America. But what would happen if an EMP attack went off in our space and we had no way of proving it was done by the Iranians? We could conjecture it was done by the Iranians. We wouldn't know if that freighter that fired the missile had been sunk. And that is the plan, at least according to Noah Hutsings in his latest release from Southwest Radio Church. If you haven't had a chance to read it, it's well worthwhile getting. And I would recommend Noah's ministry. He does a wonderful, wonderful job. He's probably the closest to my ministry, or maybe I'm the closest to his. He's been doing this for close to 50 years. I'm a novice compared to Noah Hutsings. I've been studying things for 50 years, but he's been actually on the front lines of this battle. He's in his late 1980s, but he's still going strong. A truly remarkable individual with certainly a brilliant mind and a wonderful, wonderful ministry. Southwest Radio Church does a great job. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Would you like to talk about something else, perhaps? I think that maybe we ought to talk a little bit about the coming inflationary spiral. And, of course, there is going to be an inflationary spiral. If you notice, the price of gasoline dropped a little this last week, but the price of diesel went up even higher now. Why would that be? Because diesel is so much cheaper to produce than gasoline. It certainly doesn't have to be refined. So why is the price of diesel going up? Well, very simply, it's going to raise the price of everything you buy in the stores. It's going to raise the price of foodstuffs and and something, anything you buy, a refrigerator, they are all shipped by truck, diesel truck. And there is a plan to raise our prices and in that way to impoverish the American people. I've taken the catalogs from a corporation known as Henry Schein for many years. They provide medical supplies, and I do keep a supply of medicines for my neighbors, for my staff. As you know, I was a physician for 35 years, and I've maintained my medical license so I can still buy medical products, and we'd like to have a few on hand if something should happen. Why, of course, we want to be able to look after our my family and our friends and our neighbors. What was so interesting, I've taken the catalogs from Henry Schein Medical Supplies for many years, and Cindy got one just 2 days ago. And in the catalog, and I always look at the catalog and look at the prices, but there are no prices. And, for the first time in the 20 years I've been using Henry Schein or looking at Henry Schein catalogs, there are no prices. The item is there, the number is there to order, call to order the number, but no prices. Why would you have a catalog for the first time with no prices? Well, because the prices are going up, and they're probably going to be going up very rapidly here, if not this year, next year. Of course, according to Barry Sammis, the real inflation rate now is about 11.6%. They're lying to us. But, of course, by next year, with all the money that they're pumping out, all the quantitative easing, the $16 trillion we created out of nothing back in 2008 to bail out the European banks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we bailed out the European banks, but they wouldn't bail out Lehman Brothers. They didn't have the authorization to do it, but they had the authorization to bail out Toyota. That isn't even a bank. They make automobiles, and yet we gave them, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know. It's the most amazing thing when you see they put out $16 trillion, and what happened to the money? We don't know. We just know that they suddenly created out of nothing. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the budget of the United States, the entire budget of the United States is about $3.5 trillion. And we created $16 trillion in 2008 to help Toyota and Credit Suisse and the Union Bank of Switzerland and banks all throughout the world. And of course, when the next crisis comes, they're going to create more money. And of course, when you create money out of nothing, you lead to inflation. And I believe that's why the Henry Schein catalog doesn't carry any prices now. Because they know prices are going up very, very soon. And inflation destroys nations. My telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I hear it, our computer network, I tell them the number is 7254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about this spectacle of all these people who are being run by the Brotherhood of Darkness for the president, for the Republican nomination for the presidency? Herbert Cain, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, coming to the Federal Reserve Bank. Rick Perry, of course, has been to Bilderberg meetings. All the other people there running with Michelle Bachmann is a very nice lady. But of course, she supports the war. And how can any person in their right mind support the war? But it doesn't matter that all the Republican leaders are supporting the war. Somebody's got to say that this war over in Afghanistan and the war we fought in Iraq was wrong. And the only person to do that is Ron Paul. The only person speaking out against, of course, an attack on Iran is Ron Paul. The only person who's really offered a program to cut government is Ron Paul. Herman Cain has his 999 program. You know, 9% sales tax, 9% income tax, 9% corporate tax. But, of course, he doesn't say anything at all about cutting spending. And then, of course, Rick Perry wants a flat tax. Well, it doesn't matter how you get the money. It's a matter of how do you cut spending. Because this year, we had about $1.3 trillion deficit. 42-43 cents out of every dollar the government spent had to be borrowed money. And of course, this is highly inflationary. I mean, you spend money you don't have, or you eventually you got to pay the money back. And either that or you do what we're doing and you print the money and that leads to inflation. That's why we're probably going to have 20 to 25% inflation next year. And nobody seems to be concerned about it. I hope you're concerned. Our number is 877-254-7524. But the only person who's really talking about what should be done is Congressman Ron Paul. And he simply said we've got to cut government spending. We should do away with foreign aid. I believe we should do away with foreign aid. Why are we financing dictatorships throughout the world? And that's exactly what we're doing. We're keeping dictators in power throughout the world. And then he suddenly wants to do away with the TAS, Transport Administration, you know, where they feel the women and feel the men. And, of course, if they don't do that, they radiate you with a CT scan, which is dangerous, and suddenly gives you, as much as 1,000 times as much radiation as you get with a chest x-ray. Why are they doing that? Well, certainly they're not worried about terrorism. We've been financing terrorism since its inception. Oh, we financed this whole Al-Qaeda movement starting back in the in the early 1990s, Dan, right after the Afghan War ended. You go back and read the books like Dollars for Terror, written back in 1999, Unholy Wars, written by James Cooley, foreign correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, written in 1999. The United States, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia were funding al-Qaeda, and we're still funding it through Pakistani intelligence. Well, we finally have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hey, good morning. My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, pretty well this morning. I know I should have called that a few minutes ago because you've moved on to another subject, but the EMP you mentioned earlier, I've actually been doing some research on that myself just to see what you could do to prepare. And there are some things that can be done. For example, you can put things into a Faraday cage, a modified one, electronic equipment, and a simple one is like a galvanized trash can, a galvanized steel trash can, where you would insulate the inside of the trash can, and then you'd wrap up various components, such as a laptop computer or a shortwave radio that can be battery-powered as well as maybe crank-powered. You wrap these up in plastic and then aluminum foil, and then maybe some more plastic and this aluminum foil, and put them inside this trash can, which is also maybe you put some layers of plastic inside the trash can, and you could even ground the trash can. However, you don't want to induce too many. So there are some things that you can take to preserve some electronic components, even maybe the electronic brain on the car. You'd have a spare one of those around.
But what are you going to do when, as far as electric lights? What are you going to do as far as pumping water? What are you going to do as far as delivery of
Right, that goes back to the old scouting model of be prepared. You still have to store water or figure a way to filter water, which there are some good equipment out there that you can filter water right out of streams or ponds.
But, Mike, we're talking about the destruction of the whole infrastructure of our
Oh, yeah, there's going to be nasty things. They'll be able to get trucks back moving again, but the distribution of food being the biggest issue. And, of course, how are you going to initiate any financial transactions if credit cards and banks and all the online infrastructure is powered off and you can't use it? So there's no doubt there's the societal impacts are huge. Personal preparation, I think, is about the only thing a person could attempt to accomplish.
It would be a wretching transformation, a total transformation of our society.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad you called in, that other people I know have thought of this, but most people have not thought very deeply. Yes, you can preserve your computer, and you could you'll be able to preserve some of your electronic things. But we're talking about the destruction of the entire electronic grid in America. How long do you think it would take to get the electronic grid back again?
Well, I was reading there's something called large transformers, and I honestly can't tell you what that means in terms of capacity. But the largest transformers, there's about 370 or so apparently in the North American grid here. And we've offshored the production capacity for producing those large transformers, and apparently it's about a three-year waiting period.
Hey, we're out of time. A two-year waiting period. Thanks much for calling, Mike.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed.
This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I wish Mike had called in earlier, and I don't know if you heard his parting remarks, but these transformers we need, we've offshored the production. It would probably take 2 years to get the transformers. How would you like to go 2 years without electronic system to power a nation? We're not talking about something theoretical. We're talking about a very real threat. And remember, in politics, if it happens, it didn't happen by accident. It was planned that way. And ask yourself why this is not talked about. Obviously, Mike has heard of it. He's looked into it. Why do they focus our attention on all sorts of unimportant things and totally ignore the things that could prevent the death of millions of Americans and the chaos and crisis that would come with the destruction of our electronic system? Certainly, you need to look into it. You need to make your preparations. If you don't have your food, your water supplies on hand, and you need to have means of filtering water, we suggest you lay in a supply of the health products you need, and we do carry those. So if you need that, or you need to know about dehydrated food, we have access to that. And I'm not trying to sell things. Get it. There's places there in Colorado, I'm sure, you can get these things. The health products, we do have an excellent line. The vitamin D3 you need, and the immune support. And if you're a male, you need prostate support. And you certainly need the antibiotic, which we carry, which boosts your immune system and the immune system. And the support and the curcumin, and look at the products we carry. Most of them we take ourselves. We think they're vitally important. If you have some sort of medical condition, I have a chronic of heart conditions. I've got a good supply of digitalis on hand. Go to your doctor and get a supply. It's important that you are able to maintain your health. Understand that this is a spiritual battle. I think God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. Be sure that you're in a good personal relationship with our Lord, because that's the only thing that's going to see you through what lies ahead. Let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. My talks are on DVD, The Dark Secret and The Forbidden Secret. They will take you within understanding of the secret that has been passed down for thousands of years. Another excellent source is written from the other point of view, from the point of view of the people, the evil and wicked people who support the other side. Read Dan Brown's book, The Lost Scroll. The Lost Scroll. He tells you what the secret is there. He thinks it's wonderful. Well, I tell you, it's not wonderful. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We do have the CDs for the conference that we did 2 weeks ago. Excellent. Five of them. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the five CDs, and then help us get the information out. We need your help. And if you're in a position to help support Radio Liberty, why we'd love to hear from you. Because, of course, we just took on two new stations in upstate New York. But all of the stations we take on, we have to have, they have to be good stations with good outreach. And, of course, we have to get them as cheaply as we possibly can. But if we do have a network expanding with your help, please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for provision and protection. And until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplements.